Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Diane Martell, who's the VP of Environmental Planning and Strategy with Tarkett North America. Diane, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good to talk to you. A little background on you. You were head of marketing at ASRock down in Houston several years ago when I first met you, and now you've moved to Cleveland and taken this environmental role, right?
Correct, since 2010.
Since 2010. And more news on that. I guess they closed that plant, the VCT plant, the ASRock plant in Houston, moved all that capacity to Alabama.
Yeah.
I was at Greenbuild back about a month ago down in New Orleans, and I didn't get the chance to see you. You attended that Materials and Health Summit, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I wanted to talk to you. I guess Tarkett now has just published its first CSR report, which stands for Corporate Social Report, another name for a sustainability report, right?
Yeah, it really talks about sustainability as a driver for growth and profitability. It addresses really three areas: social, business, and environmental.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that today our customers are more and more interested not only in our environmental commitments, but in our social commitments.
So it covers the 3P, the people, the profit, and the planet. The neat thing, I guess, with this report is that you actually have set some hard and fast goals for where you want to be in 2020, right?
Yes. On the environmental side, our strategy is called closed-loop circular design. It's designing products based on cradle-to-cradle principles and really making a difference in the well-being of people and the planet. We have four pillars. The first one is called good materials. On the good materials, we have two objectives. The first one is that our resources do not contribute to resource scarcity. I think there's a whole new view of the world tomorrow. In 2050, we're talking about 9 billion people on this planet, and most of our resources are becoming scarce. So it's important that we look at recycled material, rapidly renewable, really find alternative routes to supply us with ingredients for our product. So we're really pushing in terms of not contributing to resource scarcity for 75% of our materials that we use. The other objective on that one is 100% of our materials have been assessed, and that is really understanding their chemistry. And we have been working, as you may know, with EPEA, Environmental Protection and Encouragement Agency, out of Germany. Mm-hmm. And that is an institute that is led by Michael Bromgard. Currently, we will end the year at probably around over 90% of our materials assessed. But at this point in time, we're assessing all of the materials as we purchase new companies also in their commitment to assess those new materials that we are gaining from new companies. So by 2020, we should have 100% of our materials assessed.
Most people know Tarkett's a global company, and actually this report is for the whole corporation, which is a $3 billion company. And one of the things that you think about when you think about commercial flooring, which is where you focus in this country, you're in the resilient area, and there's more and more resilient products. I mean, whether it be VCT, LVT, whether it be sheet vinyl, rubber, all that's resilient, and there's more and more of that being used every year, right?
We have certainly grown organically and also by acquisition. Our strategy has to be very well defined. And again, you know, this is an international worldwide strategy mm-hmm. in terms of what we want to achieve by 2020. So good materials were those goals, as I said, material assessment, as well as not helping at the resource scarcity. But we also have in our resource stewardship, 100% of our sites will be in the closed loop water system, and we will have a reduction of 20% in our green gas emissions. That's important.
Yeah, I noticed too, you're going to have zero waste to the landfill.
Correct. And zero waste to the landfill and from our production site. We have been on a reduction of 5% yearly since 2010, and we are working very stringently and diligently with our plants to try to get our reductions every year. The next pillar is called People's Friendly Spaces. And in 2020, our objective is that 100% of our flooring products will be phthalate-free and have low emissions. in terms of our TVOCs. We actually define TVOCs, and I know it's an acronym. It's total volatile organic compound at 100 micrograms per cubic meter is what we define as low emission. So it's a pretty hefty goal in terms of getting all of our product under that 100 limit.
And you're the first company to come out with this goal of being completely phthalate free, right?
Yeah, Tarkett started their commitment to move out of phthalate in 2011.
Okay.
as part of our people-friendly spaces.
All right, so you're green in the way you make it, but you're also, let's talk about Restart. You're also green in your take-back program. You call it Restart. You started this in 2003, and I've noticed through some of the news stories we've been running on Floor Daily that you're continuing to add the number of consolidators. You're using your distributors and these commercial contractors as they tear out old flooring and bring them to these consolidation points, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because we all want to do the right thing. And, you know, landfill is problematic. 38% of the landfill is actually renovation and demolition. And one of the ways to kind of alleviate that weight is to recycle. But our country is so wide and so broad that it's difficult to bring back material in an efficient way as well as an environmentally sound way. So we started putting together a consolidation point through our distributors. Currently, we have three that are up and running. One is in the Northeast called NRF, and the other one is on the West Coast called Diamond W. Lately, we announced a third one, which is EJ Welch in the Midwest. And we're working with other distributors to create other consolidation points. The goal would to have consolidation points pretty much across the country, so that it would allow us to bring back material for smaller jobs, installation waste, which is clean waste.
Okay, now I'm about to run out of time. If somebody wants to take a look at your sustainability report, where can they go to find it?
They go on www.johnsonite.com in the sustainability section.
All right, it was great to talk to you. Sorry I missed you down in New Orleans, but got to Got to catch up here. Again, been talking to Diane Martell, who is the Vice President of Environmental Planning and Strategy at Tarkett North America, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.